USA Radio News.
People flock to pools, beaches, and cooling centers from northern Florida to the Great Lakes on Wednesday as a heat wave pushed temperatures into the 90s and beyond. The National Weather Service maintained an excessive heat warning through Wednesday night for most of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio, which have been dealing with the sticky humidity and soaring temperatures since Tuesday. I don't think the Department of Education should exist. That, according to former U.S. Department of Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, who served under President Donald Trump from 2017 through January 2021, DeVos made the comment during a talk at the American Enterprise Institute as she promotes her new book, Hostages No More, The Fight for Education Freedom and the Future of the American Child. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Some economic experts appear to be trying to calm fears about a potential recession.
Inflation is at a 40-year high. Stock prices are sinking. The Federal Reserve is making borrowing much costlier. And the economy actually shrank in the first 3 months of this year. So is the United States at risk of enduring another recession? For now, most economists don't foresee a downturn in the near future. Despite the inflation squeeze, consumers are still spending at a healthy pace. Businesses are investing in equipment and software. And the job market is still booming, with hiring strong, layoffs low, and many employers eager for more workers. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Victor Paul.
Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is being criticized by the GOP in her state for remarks at a civil rights conference in Lansing on Wednesday. Nessel reportedly told the audience that, quote, drag queens make everything better, unquote. She claims she said it in jest. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Michigan Democrats are ramping up their campaign to hold one of the first presidential primaries in 2024 and beyond. In a letter obtained by Politico, the Michigan Democratic Congressional Delegation is making the case to DNC members that the state's diversity, competitiveness, and ability to represent make it a worthy early presidential state. It's the latest step in a wave of internal politicking unleashed by the party's decision earlier this year to remake the Democratic nominating calendar. The accused Buffalo supermarket shooter is facing federal hate crime charges, and the death penalty could be on the table.
The 18-year-old boy who is believed to have killed 10 people in a mass shooting at a Buffalo grocery store last month was charged with 26 counts of federal hate crimes on Wednesday. Prosecutors in the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Western District of New York say his motive for the mass shooting was racially motivated. The 18-year-old faces 10 counts of hate crimes resulting in death, 3 counts of hate crimes involving bodily injury and attempted to kill, 10 counts of use of firearm to commit murder, and 3 counts of use and discharge of a firearm during a violent crime. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Bart Barber, the newly elected president of the Southern Baptist Convention, is vowing to expedite sex abuse reforms in the nation's largest Protestant denomination. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.